Director of the Ghana Institute of Journalism, David Newton, has expressed the need for the National Media Commission and other regulatory bodies to clamp down on the activities of unaccredited institutions that provide training in journalism and broadcasting. He believes these institutions, which he terms as mushroom schools, have a negative impact on the journalism profession. Mr. Newton made the remarks at the closing ceremony of the Broadcasting Techniques course at the Radio and Television Training School at the Broadcasting House in Accra. Priscilla Usuansa and Alberta Nkansa have filed this report.
Mr. Newton said these mushroom schools lack the needed structures and curricula that aids formal training. He said this makes it difficult for students who attend such schools to gain the requisite knowledge in the field of journalism.
Formal training presupposes that the institution has identified the training needs. You have to do training needs assessment, and based on that, you develop your curriculum and then syllabus. And they are normally subjected through accreditation process, that the experts will have to review it, look at it, before finally they are approved. Now, you could realize that most of the mushroom schools have not gone through this process. So some of them don't have structured curriculum. They just pick from other institutions. And that type of training really does not test the students' competence. In fact, they are in to make money. That is their objective. And at the end of the day, the students do not benefit from the training, but they pay huge sums of money. And the legal issue is that if you are not accredited and you issue certificate, the certificate will not be recognized. It means the students or the graduates will not even get jobs to do. That is the first place. But because we have a lot of private radio stations and private newspapers who also do not want to pay people well, they also recruit such students or graduates and pay them something pittance. So in the long run, it goes a long way to affect the entire media industry. Regulatory bodies like National Media Commission, the Ghana Journalists Association, they have to what effect certain regulatory measures.
The Deputy Director General of GBC, Francisca Ashite Odonton, reiterated the corporation's plan of turning the training school into a college. She said this will be in affiliation with the Ghana Institute of Journalism. Mrs. Odonton advised the participants to be good ambassadors of GBC. A participant, Isaac J. Dankwa, shared his experience with Radio Ghana.
I believe with this course, I'm very much endowed now with how, you know, radio and everything takes its course. That's television. And so I believe with the training I've had together with my peers, we're going to be very, very much good broadcasters. Yeah, certainly, because formerly we thought we could do some, or probably go through some practices on radio. That's very known now, but coming here has made me know the more professional approach to take.
The course, which lasted for 8 weeks, had 59 participants. They were presented with certificates.